If she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
They went ahead and got married.
Any joking ways of saying somebody got married?
Broke, they tied the knot.
Uh-huh. Did you ever jump the broomstick or broke his neck?
She put the halter on him.
Uh-huh. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom
is the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride
is the maid of honor or the bridesmaids.
Okay. Do you remember a long time ago, if people get married, other people in the area, make a lot of noise, it come by the house.
Chivalry.
Uh-huh. What was that like? When would they do it?
At night, after you'd gone to bed.
Uh-huh.
And they'd just make anything they could find to beat on and to make a noise.
Uh-huh.
They would, cowbells and old tin dish pans and buckets or bells or anything that would make a noise.
Mm-hmm. Would they do it just to anybody who got married?
Just about everybody. Had to get shivered.
Did you get shivered?
Yeah.
Were you then supposed to get up and
invite them to come in?
Uh-huh.
And you better have something fixed to eat. But they didn't give us a chance. They shivered us the evening, the night we got married that evening. And we didn't have anything cooked.
What did you do?
I just invited them to come in. I said, we don't have anything cooked to eat, but we'll draw up some water and we'll all take a drink of water. Drink water together.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the, Mr. Harris, he said, don't you have any coffee? I said, oh, yeah, we got coffee. He said, well, coffee will do. They all drink coffee. Well, but just a few of them. A few of the neighbors, yeah. Kept us up just about all night. And you was all so keyed up and excited to... Didn't sleep. It was just, I don't know. And I sort of had it four left home anyway, you know, when my daddy didn't want me to get married and he sort of kicked over the traces and he would have stopped us if he could.
He's pretty mad.
He was angry. He didn't want me to get married. But I just never said nothing. I just went.
Mm-hmm.
Would have got married at home if he'd have let us. But he wasn't.
Where's he married?
Over here at the schoolhouse, by this house by the schoolhouse. There's a preacher living there, old Brother Burks.
Say if last week you were in New Orleans, you'd say, last week I went.
To the city.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say I went down or up? Over.
I went down.
Uh-huh. Why would you say down?
Because it's down the road.
Uh-huh. It's south of here?
South of here, huh?
What do you say up about?
Up. We went up to Poplarville.
Mm-hmm.
Or we went over to Bogalusa.
Mm-hmm. And you say he lives... He doesn't
over. Live here. He lives over in that other section. He lives on the other side of the railroad tracks or something like that.
And if there was trouble at a party, you say... Well, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole gang.
Okay. Anything else to say besides a gang?
Shooting match.
Uh-huh. Shooting match?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That's all of them.
Uh-huh.
Got the whole shooting match.
Does that mean you're sort of...
Or the whole shebang.
Uh-huh. When you say that, does that mean you're sort of looking down on them or sort of laughing
no,
at them?
No. You just kind of shocked at that. They took them all. It didn't shock that it happened.
Uh-huh.
And I never did go to parties where they had any trouble. We just had little parties around in the neighbors' houses.
What would they do at the parties?
Well, they'd dance up a storm. Some of them.